Luxembourg, and Occupy. Meine Freunde, wie geht's? I recently did a thought experiment of Rosa Luxemburg and gave her a role in advising the young activists. I will not repeat that practice. Her spirit, however, of principled resistance to imperialism and advocacy of revolution over reform endears her to us and informs young activists involved in struggle against the U.S. empire. As the Occupy movement is still with us, and finding new ways of trying to live lives consonant with the spirit of Occupy, we think of it as a new year dawns and try to draw lessons for movements active today and ones to come. Initially, we must note that Occupy is an American phenomenon, but there are similar expressions in other parts of the world, like the Indignados in Spain, the Arab Spring in North Africa, the Movimiento Sin Tierra, the landless peasants movement in Brazil, and beyond. All of these movements share something fundamental, a discontent with the status quo, and a deep desire for change. They each know that the status quo is untenable, that the state is an instrument of the wealthy, and that the present economic system is rapacious when it comes to using its power to protect the well-to-do. In a word, they know that the system is broken irrevocably. They also know that capitalism is to blame, namely the crisis of capitalism, which is raging to make more and more money from any conceivable outlet. Rosa Luxemburg would have loved to be around, not just to see the effects of that crisis, but to teach the lessons of organizing and revolution growing. And while it would be premature to call some of these movements revolutionary, they are certainly radical in that they are calling into question the systems under which we live, including capitalism. In the U.S., the Occupy movement struck quite a chord simply by speaking to the stark divide in American society between the 1% and the 99%. Their slogan, "We are the 99%, cut to the very heart of the economic crises ripping through the United States. The joblessness, the government budgets being slashed, and the monstrous weight to many states of the prison industrial complex, the biggest such system on earth. Similar crises are being thrust on to many European states, say Greece, Italy, and Portugal, just for starters. What we're seeing is the boundless appetite of capital for more capital, especially in the aftermath of the fall of the Soviet Union. These economic disruptions are having a political effect, as shown by the rise of anti-capitalist groupings which challenge the status quo. As these contradictions in society become sharper, more people are drawn into such movements to try to redirect this social decay into more productive, more social concerns. The Empire Strikes Back. National news reports have shown a campaign of repression against occupiers, from police assaults, beatings, mass arrests, and anti-Occupy media propaganda. First, the media ignored them. Then, when it was no longer possible to do so, they maligned them. They defended their corporate owners by missed reporting on the anti-1%ers, depicting them as silly, trifling people. Police infiltrated them at every level, yet they remain involved in a variety of issues in a variety of American cities, no longer as visible and no longer amassed at open-air locations. They remain opposed to the status quo. They are searching for a way, true. But the good thing is they're still searching. They're still organizing. They're still trying to build a system that serves human needs instead of corporate needs. They are still trying. Rosa Luxemburg would be proud. Danke sehr. Hier spricht Mumia Abu-Jamal. Danke.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.